in, we'd just drive around sticking flyers in windshields, you know. Not even typed up either, just magic markers, Xeroxed, you know. Party! What's needed is a divorce announcement. Mr. and Mrs. Fred Johnson, request the honor of your presence at the returning of their daughter back to Mr. and Mrs. Fred Johnson.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, we'd like some wedding invitations.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
When's the wedding?
June.
Late June.
Oh, well, we have quite a few to pick from. They're arranged in order of price. The most expensive are in the front.
Mm-hmm. What about this one?
To tell you the truth, I haven't manufactured that one for a number of years. I might have a couple of boxes left in our warehouse in New Jersey. I'd have to check.
Oh, no. George, that's so ugly. We don't want that.
What's the difference? You just read it and mail it right back.
Why don't they make them anymore?
Well, for one thing, the glue isn't very adhesive. It takes a lot of moisture to make them stick.
So we pick up some Elmer's.
All right. You see what I do for you?
Forever? Hey, George! Lily?
No, Susan.
No, it's Lily.
I think I know my own name.
It's Susan.
Hey, you look like a lily.
It's coming, Jerry. It's coming.
What's coming?
The day.
Ah, the day.
We ordered the wedding invitations today. Nothing can stop it now. Nothing. It's here. It's happening. Can I do this? I can't do this. Look at me. Look at me. I can't do this. I can't do it. Help me, Jerry. Help me.
Why don't you just pick it off with her? Tell her it's over.
I can't.
Why not?
Because I can't face that scene. Do you know what kind of a scene that would be? I'd rather be unhappy for the rest of my life than going through something like that. I can't. I've tried to set myself up a few times. I've gone through that.
All right. Take it easy. Take it easy.
What about a letter?
A letter?
I write a letter and then I go to China. I disappear in a sea of people for like 6 months, a year. You know, just while things simmer down. Dear Susan, I'm sorry. I made a terrible mistake. I'm really, really sorry.
That's it?
What, too short?
Seems a little short. Yeah. You can't go to China. What about your job?
Shut up!
So, write a letter, move to another borough, move to Staten Island. It's a lot easier to blend into a sea of people in Staten Island than China, believe me.
Yeah, Staten Island. What about my clothes? How do I get the rest of the clothes?
Oh, you come back for your clothes.
I'm not going back in there.
So forget about your clothes.
Well, I'm not starting up a whole new wardrobe now!
Look, freedom and no clothes is a lot better than freedom with clothes.
Should we just take a plane somewhere?
And what, hope for a crash?
It happens.
You know what the odds are on a crash? It's 1,000,000 to 1.
It's something. It's hope.
Hey! Georgie, you know what I just realized? The wedding is like a month away.
Away.
What? Oh, by the way, when am I going to get to be in the wedding party?
What do you mean?
Well, Jerry's going to be the best man and Kramer's going to be the usher. So what am I going to be?
I don't know. I don't think you're anything.
I have to be something. I'm a close friend.
Well,
what about being a bridesmaid?
Well, those are Susan's friends.
Well, then how about being an usher?
All right, I'll ask Susan about it later.
You don't ask. You tell.
What about the letter? Should I think about the letter?
Hey, Elaine, if a guy wanted to end a relationship with you, what could he do?
Start smoking.
Smoke? Does she hate cigarettes?
Yes, she hates cigarettes.
But you don't smoke?
No.
You know, I think I'm starting to get a little depressed about George's wedding.
Really?
Yeah, well, once he gets married, that's it. She'll probably get pregnant. They'll move to Westchester. I'll never see him again.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Then it'll be just me, you, and Kramer.
No, not me, pal. I can't keep this up much longer. I'm sick of being single. I'm getting out.
So it's just going to be me and Kramer?
Yep, just you and Kramer.
See ya. Liam Kramer.
Hey, buddy! Hey, I thought of a great invention for drive. A periscope in a car so you can see the traffic.
Now, how are you going to drive?
Well, you're looking through a periscope. Besides which, it's not a submarine. There's no room for a periscope in a car.
Well, you make a higher roof.
They're not making higher roofs.
Why can't you make a higher roof?
Because it's a stupid idea. No one's going to go for it. Don't you understand? It's stupid. It's stupid. Stupid. It's stupid.
Hey, look out. Oh, my God. Are you okay?
Yeah. Thanks. Oh, my God. You saved my life.
Shouldn't there be some kind of reward for that?
Oh,
you know, you should be a lot more careful crossing the street, otherwise you could die, if that bothers you.
Wow.
See, to me this is a waste.
What?
The shirt you got on under your sweater. It sits in the drawer for 3 weeks, waiting to come out, and when it finally does, it only sticks up half an inch out of your collar.
I'm Jerry Seinfeld.
Jeannie Steinman.
Hey, same initials. How do you like that?
I like it.
Listen, I was talking to Elaine today, and she said that she would really like to be an usher at the wedding.
No, out of the question. I don't want any women ushers at my wedding. And while we're on the subject, Kramer's not an usher either.
Why not?
He doesn't even know my name.
Oh, that was an honest mistake.
No. He's too weird. He'd fall or something. He'd ruin the whole ceremony.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Smoked. I've never seen you smoke.
Oh, yeah. Well, big smoker. I gave it up for a while, but it was too tough. You know, I got the willpower.
Oh, I don't like this one bit.
Well, I can't stop now. I'm addicted to all of it.
You are going to have to quit.
Oh, God.
Menus?
No, I know what I want.
The usual?
Yeah.
And for you?
I'll have a bowl of Cheerios, not too much milk.
Okay, 2 bowls of Cheerios.
You too?
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear the bank on the corner is offering $100 if you go in there and they don't greet you with a hello?
Oh, really? That's nice.
Ma, what's with you?
They come in love.
Oh, come on.
No, it's true. This woman saved my life. I was crossing the street. I was almost hit by a car. And then we talk, and the whole thing just seemed like a dream.
If a guy saved your life, you'd be in love with him, too.
No, this woman is different. She's incredible. She's just like me. She talks like me. She acts like me. She even orders cereal in a restaurant. We even have the same initials. Wait a minute. I just realized what's going on.
What?
Now I know what I've been looking for all these years. Myself? I've been waiting for me to come along. And now I've swept myself off my feet.
Will you stop it, man? You're freaking me out.
Hey.
Hey.
Wait a second. You didn't say hello.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
$100. I get $100.
No,
I said hello.
No, you said hey.
What? Hey is hello.
No.
Same thing.
No, the ad said that the bank's going to pay $100 if you're not greeted with a hello.
You're taking that much too literally. No. Now, sir, do you have any business to transact?
No, I want to speak with the manager.
Well, he's not here right now.
Then I'll be back.
So I'm not going to be an usher?
No.
So I'm nothing? Jerry is best man. Kramer is an usher. And I am nothing.
Well, Kramer's not an usher anymore.
What are you talking about?
You've been demoted.
Why?
Because you called her by the wrong name.
But she really looks like a lily.
Jerry? Hey, Jerry. Susan says I can't be an usher at the wedding.
Yeah, me neither.
Hey, George, I think I want to bring a date to the wedding.
Who?
I just met her. She's incredible.
Oh, this is great. Now I'm going to be stuck at the singles table with all the losers?
You can go with Kramer.
No. Weddings are a great place to meet chicks. I have to be unfettered.
Like, do you see what this is turning into? Do I need this? I have got to get out of this thing.
Did you try the cigarettes?
Yeah, they made me sick.
All right. Let's get down here. You really want to get out of this thing?
Yeah.
All right. I got two words for you. Prenup.
Prenup, what does that mean?
Ask her to sign a prenup.
What does that do?
Because most women, when they're asked to sign a prenup, are so offended, they back out of the marriage.
They are? Elaine?
I wouldn't sign one.
Prenup.
Of course.
Kramer?
Get out of here.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, I've been going over the list. What about the Drake? You want to invite him?
Oh, I don't invite the Drake. Listen, there's something that's been on my mind, and we haven't really talked about it, and it's kind of important to me.
What is it?
Well, I put a lot of thought into this, and I think that I would like you to sign a prenuptial agreement.
A prenup?
Yeah. What's so funny?
You don't have any money. I make more money than you do. Yeah, give me the papers. I'll sign them.
Hey, Jeannie.
Hello.
Remember I told you about the bank?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I went in there and they said, hey.
Hey, the same as hello. Well, what do you think, Jeannie?
Yeah, I think it's the same thing.
Oh, big surprise.
Delivery from Medley Stationers?
Oh, those are the invitations.
Just sign here.
Yeah. Thank you.
See you later.
Oh, these are so cheap. Hey, don't forget tomorrow. We're going shopping for rings, so don't make any plans. And this time, we're not skimping.
Hey.
What, Jeannie left?
Yeah, she's coming to see my act tonight.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's nice. Sure, that's right up her alley.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Something on your mind?
No.
Looks like there is.
No.
Come on. Something's on your mind. Out with it. I don't like her. Well, you don't like
her. That's right, I don't like her. I never liked her from the get-go.
What's wrong with her?
Everything she thinks, you think. Everything you think, she thinks. No, I can't take it. I can't take it, Terry. It's too much. It's too much.
Well, you can't take her. Maybe you can't take me either.
So that's how it's gonna be?
That's how it's gonna be.
Oh, God help us.
Off?
I was in here today, and I went up to that teller, and he didn't say hello.
Well, you are in top $100. That's our policy.
Yeah, but he wouldn't give me the money.
Jim, can I see you for a second?
Yes, can you give me a minute?
Yeah. He'll, be right over.
Hey.
Francis Oak.
It's pine.
Pine is good.
Yeah, pine's okay.
You wanted to see me?
Yeah. Jim, a man here says, came in the other day. You didn't say hello?
No, no, that's not true. I said, hey. You know, like a friendly greeting. Hey.
Hello.
Cut. You know what? Let me bring some other people in on this. Barbara, Jane, Mike, can I see you, please?
How you doing?
What's happening?
What's up? Can you excuse us for just 1 minute? Just 1 minute. Thanks.
How's it going?
Thanks, everybody. Sir, have a seat. Well, we've discussed this. Here's the feeling. You got a greeting. It starts with an H. How's $20 sound?
I'll take it.
All right, sir.
Will you marry me?
I would like to propose a toast. Wait a second, George! George Costanza, come in here!
Georgie boy!
George, big news, I'm getting married!
Married, what?
September 21st, first day of autumn. Leaves changing beautiful colors.
All that crap.
You see, I kept up my end of the pack.
Oh, good for you.
And look, champagne.
Hey.
To our future wives.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been quite a night. I could sure use a cup of coffee.
Hey, what's the deal with decaf? How to get the caffeine out of there, and then where does it go? That's a shame.
I'll just have a cup of coffee.
Bowl of cornflakes?
More cereal? That's your third bowl today? You had it for breakfast and lunch.
Hey, so what's the deal with brunch? I mean, if it's a combination of breakfast and lunch, how come there's no leper? Or no Linner?
Hey! Frank just called me. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Look, I'm sorry about before. I mean, I'm sure I'll learn to like her, Jerry.
Yeah.
Come on, what's the matter?
I think I may have made a big mistake.
No.
All of a sudden it hit me. I realized what the problem is. I can't be with someone like me. I hate myself. If anything, I do something the complete opposite of me. It's too much. It's too much, Kramer. I can't take it.
It's too bad you got engaged.
Yeah, too bad. Hello? Oh, hey, George. What? Really? All right, I'll call Elaine. We'll meet you down there.
What happened?
They just took Susan to the hospital. So she was just lying there.
Yeah.
I wonder what happened.
There's the doctor.
Excuse me, are you the husband?
Well, not yet, fiance.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry. She's gone.
What's that?
She expired.
Are you sure?
Yes, of course.
So, she's dead.
Yes. Let me ask you, had she been exposed to any kind of inexpensive glue?
Why?
We found traces of a certain toxic adhesive commonly found in very low-priced envelopes.
Well, she was sending out our wedding invitations.
That's probably what did it.
We were expecting about 200 people. Well, thank you. She's, gone.
Dead?
I'm so sorry, George.
Yeah, me too.
Poor Lily.
How did it happen?
Apparently the glue in the wedding invitations was toxic.
Well, that's weird, huh?
So I guess you're not getting married. But
yeah.
Well, now I'm engaged.
Yeah.
Well, I thought we'd both be getting married.
Hey, what can I tell you?
All right.
Well, let's get some coffee.
We had a pact.
Marissa Tomei, please. Marissa, hi, it's George Costanza. I'm the short, funny, quirky, bald man you met a little while ago. Yeah, I was just calling because I wanted you to know that I'm not engaged anymore. Well, she died. Toxic glue from the wedding invitations. Well, we were expecting about 200 people. Yeah. Anyway, I've got the funeral tomorrow, but my weekend is pretty wide open. I was wondering... Hello?